Joe Biden fights against election integrity, God strikes down a George Floyd memorial, and the battle over who should be governor of California ensues. I'm William Hall, and this is The William Hall Show. So, as many of you already know, there are a lot of audits going on right now. The one in Arizona is taking place literally today. They're actually doing a lot of the uncovering of what they found and different discrepancies and whatnot. But I also reported on Pennsylvania, where they are now starting an audit as well. And so what you had as a result of this is that Joe Biden decided that he was going to go there and literally fight against election integrity. As crazy as that sounds, that's where we're at right now. So Joe Biden traveled down to Philadelphia in a panic after the PA Senator Doug Mastriano announced that he was going to do a full audit. So why is he doing this? Why is Joe Biden all of a sudden deciding, oh, well, I must show up. I must go there now. Well, the reason why is because he knows what's going on. Joe Biden knows exactly what's happening. They are scared. He is scared about what's taking place because there would be no other reason why he would need to go there and literally give this speech saying, this shouldn't be happening. This shouldn't be happening. As many have said before, if the Democrats are so confident in the results of 2020, why are they fighting back against an audit that's only going to reveal transparency so hard? They are fighting against this tooth and nail. So Joe Biden, in his speech, when he was talking about this, gave this extremely divisive speech in the process. I mean, he couldn't have divided people more and more. And it's literally pitting us against them. And that's the only thing that he's concerned about at this point. But basically, he made a statement kind of implying that Republicans are worse than the Confederate slave owners. So the actual quote he had here is, "We are facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War." That's not hyperbole. The Confederates back then never breached the Capitol as insurrectionists did. So what he's basically saying is, well, these insurrectionists, these people that were protesting at the Capitol, by the way, where no one died except for one person that was shot by a police officer that we don't want to talk about. Yeah, all of that. Those people are worse than the slave-owning Confederates. Which is actually kind of funny in a way because it just shows how tone-deaf a lot of these Democrats are, especially Joe Biden. Because the fact is that if you actually look at history, those Confederate slave owners were, you guessed it, they were all Democrats. They were literally historically Democrat. Yet he's apparently trying to pin that as those were right-wingers then and these are the right-wingers now. He's completely uninformed about what's actually taking place in history and actually what he's talking about. But remember, this is the same guy that said that if you don't know if you're voting for him or Trump, then you're not black. Spoken like somebody that's actually truly racist. I mean, that's really what it sounds like to me. But what it is that Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats are in panic mode. Make no mistake about that. That's what's going on. Now, the thing is, I covered a bit of the PA audit, and basically what's going on is that they're going in to look at what changed in the lead up to the election. That's one of the biggest things that we can literally point to and say something isn't right here, because they literally changed all of the rules. Right, like weeks before the election actually took place on November 3rd, they were changing all of the rules. We're talking about the deadline for when those ballots needed to be submitted by. We're talking about signature requirements and many, many, many more things. And as a result, they received, I don't know, thousands and thousands and thousands of ballots that were having no signature on them or that were submitted extremely late. Then something needs to be looked into is to see what's going on there, right? Because that automatically opens it up for cheating. That's why we want these rules in place. The vast majority of Americans, black as well, by the way, all races of Americans, want more voter integrity. They want there to be an ID that's required. They want signature verification. No matter how the Democrats are trying to do this, or how they're trying to actually phrase it by saying it's voter suppression, it's not voter suppression. It's people being honest about what they want. They want their vote to matter. I don't understand why anybody would want their vote not to matter. So the idea is that you want these basic things in place, like an ID, which everyone has, that Democrats apparently think black people are too stupid to get. They want all of that in actually in the process. And that's what's so important about this. Remember, COVID was the excuse. COVID was the excuse that was used to justify all of the changes of the rules in PA and many other states as well. So it's good that we're seeing an audit there. But watch the Democrats. Watch how they're responding to this, because they're going to continue to fight against it tooth and nail. But with Biden at the helm of everything, really the big story here is the inflation. I mean, that's the thing that I think everyone sees very clearly, whether you're shopping at a grocery store or just getting gas. It's just something as simple as that. You are absolutely seeing the inflation that's been taking place recently. Now, the thing is that this is both directly and kind of indirectly Biden's fault, because what you have going on here is, number one, a lot of it is because of the COVID stuff. It's because of the COVID lockdowns. It's because of the fact that people are kind of surging back into work to a general degree, but not entirely. But it's also because of a failure of Biden's policy, of them trying to pass all of these bills, putting money into the hands of people that don't really need it. And as a result, what you're doing is you're devaluing what a dollar is worth in the United States. Remember, if everyone has $1,000, the cheapest item that people are going to be charging you for is going to be $1,000. That's the way things work. There's no way for you to sit there and legitimately assume that it's going to stay the same price, right? This is what happens when you increase unemployment and add in the stimulus stuff, and then especially in a lot of these other states where things are still locked down to a degree, at least in the Democrat ones. But you're seeing a massive increase in the inflation here. So according to data released on Monday by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the June 2021 survey of consumer expectations reveals that median one-year inflation expectations climbed to 4.8%, almost a 1% increase from last month. And that small increase is a lot, by the way. Now, in January, February, March, April, and May, one-year expectations were relatively around 3.0, 3.1, 3.2, 3.4, and 4.0, implying that anticipated inflation has progressively increased since the beginning of the year. This is what happens, though, when, like I said, you pay citizens off. You wind up with these situations where the cost of goods starts rising exponentially. So the thing is, too, is that this is, in a way, typical of an economic recovery, if you're looking at it on just the normal sense of everything. But here's the thing. This report by the central bank is showing that the central bank has not yet tapered its $120 billion of monthly bond purchases, a move creating what many experts in this situation are considering as an overabundance of cash in the American economy. So what they're seeing is not the same thing as a typical just people buying more things and the economy is just surging back. It's really kind of this weirdness where the cost of goods is just simply going up, but yet there's more cash available in the market right now, which is kind of weird. So the thing is that it's all the money that was spent to fix the economy, all the money that was a part of Biden's recovery plan, when in reality, it wasn't doing anything at all. Or at least not anything good for the typical American citizen. And that's what you have to be looking at here. That's what's really important. The thing is, too, is that this whole Delta variant, this new thing, this new strain of COVID that they're talking about, make no mistake that this is going to be something else that's going to be used, by the way, to push more lockdowns, to push more COVID relief bills. That's what's going to take place. Because it's a never-ending story about how things are continuing and continuing to surge out of control. So the thing, too, when you look at the Biden administration and what's basically taking place, it's an overall failure. We can see that very clearly when we're talking about the prices of goods. Our only hope is that the price will go down at some point, but I don't think that's going to happen. We're in an economy right now where it's just not open to that. So policy matters. Who's in charge and who's running these different states and the government, it does matter. It's absolutely integral to what's going on. And an important state that we have to look at in all of this is the state of California, which has historically been an extremely liberal state for a very long time. There are a few Republican kind of representatives in certain spots of California, but mostly it's a Democrat, heavily left-leaning state. And as a result, the current governor, Gavin Newsom, has completely screwed up the entire response to COVID-19, the lockdowns, so many other problems with keeping the power on in Los Angeles and other cities. He's done a horrible job. And not to mention when he was caught in that restaurant defying the mask mandates and ignoring his own rules, by the way. But what you wound up having is this weird situation where Caitlyn Jenner, or really Bruce Jenner, was actually going to run for governor of California. And oddly enough, they're running as a Republican. Now, obviously, you know who Caitlyn Jenner is. Like I said, Bruce Jenner, trying to be a woman, trying to do this trans thing. it doesn't really work. Now, what was crazy is that there was a CPAC being held last week in Texas, and guess who was invited to not only show up, but to also speak? It was actually Caitlyn Jenner, okay, at CPAC. This is a Republican event with a bunch of Republican speakers, and they invite this trans person simply because they have an R next to their name. Now, a lot of people, I think the majority of Republicans actually had an issue with this. Generally, especially if you were a part of the Christian kind of leaning or at all, you had a problem with this because it shouldn't have been this way. There's no reason why they should have had Caitlyn Jenner on that stage speaking to people as if she's just some normal conservative like everyone else. That doesn't make sense. So the thing was is that this sparked a bit of an issue because you had Tommy Lauren, of all people, coming out to basically defend Caitlyn Jenner and all of this. Now, what she said on Twitter was, and this is, like I said, from Tommy Lauren, was saying, "Hearing how some conservatives treated Caitlyn Jenner at CPAC makes my blood boil. There's no room for your hate in the America First movement. We believe in freedom, and we believe in limited government. The way she chooses to live her personal life harms you in no way." First of all, Tommy Lauren is not a part of the America First actual movement at all, first of all. Like, that's just a blatant, just kind of a thing that she's saying, but that's not entirely true. That's not really who she's associated with, but that's beside the point a little bit. So the thing really to take away here is that this whole hate that she's talking about directed at Caitlyn Jenner, it wasn't hate. Somebody literally was just saying Bruce Jenner to him, and now the media is running that as, oh, they were attacking him and doing all of these things and blah, blah, blah. And notice in here too, while Tommy Lauren is saying she's referring to Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner as a she, as a woman. That ought to be right there, the dead giveaway that there's a problem here. But that's where we've gone so far. Now, Caitlyn Jenner already has had an interview on Tucker's show on Fox where he literally just straight up said it. Hey, look, I am not concerned about the Republican agenda, the conservative agenda. I am concerned about moving forward with trans rights and LGBT stuff. That's basically what he was saying. Like, point blank, I'm not concerned about actually being a Republican. I'm only concerned about these other woke things. Now, the thing is, too, is that Tommy Lauren couldn't stop herself because obviously she was going to get a lot of hate for tweeting something crazy like this. But she goes on and she says, "The conservatives attacking," she puts conservatives in quotes, "the conservatives attacking Caitlyn for her personal choices attacked Trump for his and declared him an adversary to Christian values. They were the bulk of the Never Trump pearl-clutching movement that suddenly became real quiet when his policies worked." Now, this is extremely stupid. I don't know where she's drawing this data from or any proof of this, but I can assure you that the people that were never Trumpers were never the ones that all of a sudden are just hating on Caitlyn Jenner as well. The fact is that it's any conservative that has any kind of Christianity at all or any religion at all that's saying, hey, look, this isn't right. Like, you know, he can go do what he wants to do. It's a free country, but don't put them on a stage to talk about how conservative it is to be a conservative. Like, that doesn't make sense. That's all that's really going on here. And obviously, Tommy Lauren doesn't understand that whatsoever. The people that were never Trumpers weren't going to vote for Trump anyways. But you have to think about this in that way, where they're saying, you know what, I hate Trump so much, is basically what they're saying, that I'm willing to let a Democrat have an easier time to win. I mean, that takes a lot of hate for that to happen. That's not just some random happenstance right there. That really takes a lot of hate for somebody to really go that far into things where you're like, you know what, I might as well just vote for Joe Biden in this situation. Which is, it's kind of like they're stuck trying to figure out the lesser of two evils, maybe. Maybe that's what's going on. But either way, this isn't the same crowd. If you have any religious perspective whatsoever, you're going to be against Caitlyn Jenner trying to be in CPAC and doing all this. You're not going to be the person that's going to be voting for him. That's plain and simple. The thing is that Tommy Lauren's no real Christian. I think if there's anything that makes it more obvious than this, I mean, I don't know what else there is. So the thing, too, is where they were talking about the Never Trumpers, and then they're going on about Caitlyn Jenner, of course. And like I said, you don't have to be a Christian expert to make the determination that, hey, there's a difference between men and women, and they are not the same thing, and men can't be women and women can't be men. You can't conflate that. You can't add that in there. Keep in mind, too, by the way, that Tommy Lauren is pro-abortion as well and continues to call herself conservative somehow. I mean, that's one of the big divides of being conservative, that's out there. But yet, for some reason, she is one of the only ones out there that is pro-abortion, and people have no problem with her being on the main stage on Fox News. So I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea or a good look for either her or Caitlyn Jenner to be trying to behave in this way and pretend like they know what they're talking about. Neither one of these people is really conservative, but for Tommy Lauren to pretend and act like she's the epitome of conservatism, what are you trying to conserve? I mean, it's in the name. What are you trying to conserve if you have no problem going right along with what Bruce Jenner tells you to believe? One day he's doing this, one day he's doing that. By the way, there's videos of Bruce Jenner talking on stage, and this was somewhere in Hollywood or whatever, but he's on stage talking about how he was going into his daughter's closet, their rooms, when they were like teenagers, young teenagers, and trying on their underwear and their clothes. This is a guy that they have sitting up there in front of CPAC talking about being a conservative. You've got to be kidding me. There's no way that anybody that's a real conservative is going to be supporting this person. I get that it looks all cool, but it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. It's just contrary to everything that conservatives believe. And as a result of this, just a few days ago, Larry Elder, many of you may have heard of him before, the black conservative, has a radio show, has been around for many years, is now actually going to be running as well for governor of California. So at this point, if I see any other conservatives that are out there on Twitter or wherever they're at saying, oh, well, there's no big deal to have Caitlyn Jenner in there, then you are showing your true colors here, because you don't get more conservative than Larry Elder. You really don't. So if you're really still advocating for Caitlyn Jenner at this point, you're making a huge mistake, a massive mistake. So I'm going to be keeping my eyes open to see what actually takes place after this. And just a quick reminder that I do have a Patreon page where you can donate directly to the show. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please remember to leave a review as well. Many people oftentimes are looking for a sign from God. They're looking for something to show us that maybe there's something really going on here. That there's to really just stick it in the face of the people that are doing the wrong thing, that are doing something bad that they shouldn't be doing. Where has God been in certain situations? And many people ask this question. And of course, God is always there. He's always around us, always doing things, many things we may not see. But there's actually an exception here, because for the first time, I think for many people that they've seen something like this, I mean, I've seen things like this before, not only in my own life, in other people's lives as well. But in this situation, I think we have a very interesting situation where God has spoken, if you will say, in relation to the whole George Floyd incident. So take a look at this picture here. If you're listening to this on the audio, what you're going to see is a wall where there was a George Floyd memorial. And I have both the pictures up at the same time here, but basically in the top left, you're going to see the actual normal memorial or the mural that was painted onto this brick wall. And then you're also going to see in the bigger picture that the entire thing has been destroyed. Now you might be wondering, what happened? Did someone bulldoze that whole statue or the mural down or something? What happened? Well, it was actually struck by lightning, okay? A brick wall was struck by lightning dead center, if you're looking at the picture here, where George Floyd's face was at. Now the thing is, guys, and the reason why this is so important and just kind of I mean, it can't be a coincidence. It can't. Let's take a second to really look at what's going on here. You really have a situation where a brick wall, something that normally doesn't attract lightning, literally gets struck by lightning, and it just so happens to be dead smack in the middle of George Floyd's face. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you right now, that is a sign from God right there. Because what are the odds? What are the actual odds of that taking place? The thing is that George Floyd's death last year, you had people building shrines and statues, and there's actually a 700-pound metal or bronze, whatever it is, statue of George Floyd sitting on this humongous bench in New Jersey right now. I know a lot of people are like, hey, doesn't like metal or lightning attract metal or whichever way? And I mean, why wouldn't they strike that one too? Like, hopefully that one's next, right? But the thing is that all of these shrines and the gold casket that he was buried in, they have idolized George Floyd. I've been saying this from the very beginning. The left has literally tried to turn him into Jesus. I've said that on this show so many times. And we see this over and over again. They worship this guy. They pretend like he has done no wrong. But he has done wrong. His whole life was a huge laundry list of doing the wrong thing, doing stupid stuff that eventually was going to get him killed anyways. If it wasn't then, it would have been tomorrow. It would have been another day. But that's where you're seeing right now is these memorials that are being put up all over the place. And then all of a sudden, one gets struck by lightning, freak accident. What really took place? To me, it's a sign from God. I mean, you hear people talking about an act of God. This literally looks like one. The thing is that God doesn't miss either. And that's what you're seeing here. To me, this is just absolutely amazing. But I also think it's a sign. People need to wake up. Do not worship men, mere mortals. Don't worship them. Don't put them on this pedestal of some high standard that you think that they will never wrong you. They will. See, the left is all about trying to cover up the sins of people. Let's ignore the fact that George Floyd held a handgun up to a pregnant woman's stomach to rob her. Let's forget about that. They're trying to get away and cover up and ignore the sin and still build all these memorials. It's the right that's saying we need to acknowledge our sins, right? That's what you're supposed to be doing. You have to acknowledge your own sins. But the left is trying to cover that up. They don't want you to know about it. They don't want you to think about it. And that's why you have the situation with George Floyd right now. And that's why you have these memorials like this. I think people need to wake up. I think this is a clear sign from God. Don't worship these idols. Don't put these people on these pedestals. Stop doing it. Because he will strike it down. There's going to come a day when everything is going to get struck down. And you're not going to be able to have all of these idols. And they're not always just obviously in the form of a mural painted for George Floyd. It could be anything else in your life. But the point still is just you're seeing an immediate action, in my opinion, on God's part, to send a message to the people that are involved in this. Stop idolizing this man. He lived a sinful life. Stop trying to worship him. Stop trying to act like he did no wrong. And remember who your actual true savior is. So that's my opinion of it. Some of the people might think it's just a coincidence. I don't think there's any way that there's a coincidence like this when lightning strikes like this. It's just, to me, it's just too perfect. On the last show, I talked a little bit about Cuba and the ongoing situation that was taking place there, where you basically had citizens that were fighting back and protesting against their own communist government. And all of a sudden, the protests just stopped. Literally, everything just stopped out of nowhere. Now, a lot of people are actually saying, okay, well, this is kind of suspicious. What's taking place? Well, I think it's obvious. What actually took place is that the communist government of Cuba has cracked down on the protesters. That's what's going on. I'm sure they arrested many of them or just intimidated them out of doing what they were doing. But they are no longer protesting anymore. Now, the thing, too, is that there's many other problems that have been involved in this or things that have come up in this process. But one of the biggest ones is that the Biden administration has basically refused to acknowledge or condemn communism in Cuba. So, at least at first, anyways. Now, so the Biden administration is facing pressure to act after scores of pro-freedom demonstrators in Cuba have reportedly gone missing following a rare protest over the weekend against the island's communist dictatorship. Cuban authorities have cut off social media access on the island in an apparent attempt to stop the protesters from spreading and to stop the world from seeing their response to the protesters. Now, the ending one there is very important. They cut off the social media. It's crazy that we look at this and it's like, wow, the Cuban government has a better understanding of the importance of social media than we do in the United States. Now, obviously, they're misusing it, but the point is that even Cuba realizes and recognizes that by using social media and taking that away, stripping that away from a person's capabilities, that they can single-handedly shut that person up forever, that they can make it so that their story or whatever they're doing cannot get out to the public. It's not much or far different from what's happening on Twitter today when you look at all of the social media censoring on that site as well as Facebook and whatnot as well, because they know the power of social media. So now people there in Cuba don't have any access to any of that stuff because they don't want people to see it. Because when the world gets outraged, then everyone gets outraged and they don't want that to happen. So, but the thing is that it is taking place there and people need to obviously be aware of that. You know, and the thing too is that people were calling out the Biden administration as a result of this. Because what they're doing, the Biden administration is essentially saying, you know what, all of these illegals that are coming from Mexico, they can flood on in through the border, no problem. But the second that Cubans want to come over, you've got Kamala Harris and others basically saying, hey, don't come over. Do not come. Don't even bother. Well, that's kind of weird, right? I mean, it's kind of strange that they're totally fine with the immigration happening at our border right now, but don't want any Cubans coming over, are literally denying their ability to get into the country. Seems kind of strange, huh? Oh, wait. Could it be the fact that Cubans are going to vote Republican straight down the ticket? Because they did in 2020, by the way. Historical amount of Cubans voting for President Trump. That is actually what happened. They don't want Cubans that are fleeing communist or a communist society to come to the United States and basically vote against communism, which is going to be voting to the right every time. They want the people from Mexico that probably don't know any better and are just going to vote for whoever's going to give them the best free handout. And so you're seeing a literal shift between these two different areas where one is acceptable and the other just isn't, at least according to the way that the Biden administration is treating it. Now, Jen Psaki is another example of somebody that has flipped on it a little bit. She came out and really kind of said almost nothing as a result of a question. Here's a clip of that.
And as the administration tries to figure out the root causes of migration to the country, don't we know that the reason people want to leave Cuba is because they don't like communism? As you're trying to figure out, like, what the processes are for these people who want to leave Cuba.
I'm not sure what your question is.
You guys...
Why are people leaving Cuba, or what is the process for them getting here? I can explain either of them, but you tell me.
Sure, yeah. Do you think that people are leaving Cuba because they don't like communism?
I think we've been pretty clear that we think people are leaving Cuba, or not leaving Cuba, or protesting in the streets all as well, because they are opposed to the oppression, to the mismanagement of the government in the country. And we certainly support their rights of protest. We support their efforts to speak out against their treatment in Cuba.
So, see, she didn't even want to acknowledge that it was communism at all. But she actually also recently came out and basically said, okay, yeah, we condemn communism. But honestly, you can tell it kind of hurts her to say it.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Jen. Now that you've had a few days to think about it, does this White House still think the protests in Cuba are happening because people are upset about a rise in COVID cases there? Or is there some thought maybe given to the possibility that they are protesting because they are sick of communism?
Well, Peter, first I would say communism is a failed ideology, and we certainly believe that. It has failed the people of Cuba. They deserve freedom. They deserve a government that supports them, whether that is making sure they have health and medical supplies, access to vaccines, or whether they have economic opportunity and prosperity. And instead, this has been a government, an authoritarian communist regime that has repressed its people and has failed the people of Cuba. Hence, we're seeing them in the streets. But I would note that the ideology of the government, which has failed, has led to
I can see the pain on her face, seriously, because this is the same woman that literally was caught in a photo before Biden was in office and everything. She was caught in a photo with a communist hat, basically. I mean, it doesn't get more obvious than that. I think somebody told her, hey, look, we need to get the reins on this situation right now, control the messaging. So if anybody asks you about that, just say you condemn communism, okay? Even though that's totally what we're trying to do in the United States. That's basically what's going on. Or else she would have said it the first time. I mean, let's be honest here. Anybody that knew that communism was evil, really was looking at the facts on the ground of the situation, would have said that the first time around. She knew what was going on. Somebody basically told her, hey, look, say this, so that we don't get in more trouble than we're already in. So to wrap things up for the end of this episode's TikTok liberal, well, it's honestly I'm giving you a warning. I'll just say that. I'm giving you a warning ahead of time if you're watching this on video, because it is pretty disturbing what you're about to see here. But it's basically this man and this woman biologically, okay, that have both swapped roles, okay? So just follow with me here because it gets kind of confusing. But basically, there's a mother and there's a father. But the father's really a woman, biologically, and the mother is really a man, biologically. Okay? So, they're trying to essentially breastfeed this child.
Feeding our family.
Oh, I have to put it over here.
The baby has been able to latch, but I've not been able to produce any milk. It's okay, because we're going to supplement the feeding with formula so that my baby's still getting the nutrients that they need, but I'm still feeling hopeful.
I appreciate you so much for all your work.
And I appreciate you also, baby. I couldn't have done it without you.
All right, so if you're like me, this is extremely disturbing. I don't get it. Now the thing is that the person that's role-playing the dad is really an actual biological female, but because they were transitioning into a man, have no ability to breastfeed at all. And what you're seeing in the video, if you're listening in audio, is that you have this what is really the mother, but it's actually a male, a biological male, that's trying to breastfeed this child. And obviously, that's not going to happen, okay? Like, it isn't going to happen. But for some reason, they're doing this. Like it's the big deal. So the person you're mainly hearing talking there is supposed to be the mother, but it's really a man. It's blowing my mind, the just absolute confusion that is going on right now. It really is. You know, and the other thing, too, is that you need to look at what else this couple is trying to do. So they're actually trying to do this new thing here where they're saying that they're refusing to accept identification documents for their newborn baby because it will require the female who gave birth, the one in the video wearing the glasses, to be listed as the mother and not the male, the one in the black hair pretending to breastfeed, who did not give birth. That's what they're upset about, is that it normally on the birth certificate lists, you know, mother, father. They don't want to basically have it assigned that way, even though the birth certificate is probably going to show it as the factual case of what the biology says. They don't want one at all. So the baby basically has, I'm assuming, no birth certificate. And that's where we're at right now. In a world of lies and denial, where people can't face reality for whatever reason. Now, the thing, too, that we have to look at here is that they have used the wrong language when talking about the situation. Think about when they said in there, oh, well, we're going to use formula to supplement this and that. Do they know what the word supplement means? Because last time I checked, supplement is talking about you kind of adding something to something that's already existing. But this, remember, is the mother is a male, a biological male, trying to breastfeed a child. That isn't, you're not supplementing with formula. That baby's only going to be on formula. Because you're a man. It's crazy to me that these people are living out these fantasies for whatever reason. And people are just eating this up. They're saying, this is fine. This is the lifestyle that should be okay for you. But let's be real here. Why is this really happening? Because you would think at some point people would say in their minds, like, I'm not going to be able to do this. Why are you even trying? And really, I really feel bad for the children. I feel bad for the baby in this situation. Because they're being subjected to this mess, to this absolute nonsense. They're the ones that are going to suffer the most, and they didn't ask for this. These people are clearly suffering a mental illness. They need to get help because I don't know what else we're going to be able to do besides that. The thing is that I urge every Christian person to pray for not only people like this, but others as well, because something has to take place. At some point, we have to do something to try and get people to wake up to the ridiculousness that they're doing. Pray for this child that's in this situation, because I couldn't imagine growing up in a situation like this. I don't think many people could. Knowing that you have two frauds trying to subject evil upon you and involve you in that is going to permanently scar that child for life. So all we can really do is pray and continue to speak out against stuff like this. It really is disturbing, and if you actually stuck through watching it, you're probably cringing just as hard as I am as well. So just another one of those weird videos that's coming out online. There's so many out there that honestly boggles my mind. If, by the way, you're wondering where I get a lot of these clips from, go check out Libs of TikTok on Twitter. He is the main person that's been posting a lot of these videos. They do a great job covering all of it because I don't want to get TikTok. I'm not on it. I don't plan to be on it. So there's just way too many things on there that I don't feel like going to, and having somebody that's sifting through it makes it a lot easier to find these things like that. So check him out as well on Twitter and whatnot. Really, really good videos showing just how crazy the people on the left are with people doing that. So With that being said, that's all I have for you on this episode. I thank you for watching or listening to this one. Make sure you remember to leave a review on Apple Podcasts as well. But with that being said, I'm William Hall, and this is The William Hall Show.